USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With the first coronavirus death in the United States, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said they are still investigating how he got the virus.
This individual was in the hospital out in Washington, and we do not know how he contracted the virus yet. And so that's why we and the state of Washington are deployed out there to try to trace who he had contact with and how he might have gotten the virus.
There are currently 71 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the United States, and the first coronavirus death was yesterday. Secretary Azar feels the United States is doing everything they can.
The risk to average Americans remains low. We are working to keep it low. We will see more transmission of cases in the United States. We've got the finest public health system in the world here. This is what we do.
President Trump has also sought to reassure the country the risk to Americans remains low. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With Super Tuesday only 2 days away, CBS News polls show Bernie Sanders leading in both California and Texas, the two states that will award the most delegates when 14 states go to the polls this Tuesday. In California, Sanders holds a 12-point lead over his closest rival, Joe Biden. Sanders, also leading the field in Texas, enjoys just a 4-point edge over the former vice president and Elizabeth Warren, being just 1 point behind Biden. These support levels would translate into a substantial delegate lead for Bernie Sanders. In a direct challenge to Senate Republicans, President Donald Trump announced that his pick to head the intelligence community is Representative John Ratcliffe of Texas, calling the former federal prosecutor an outstanding man of great talent. Trump complained on Twitter that Ratcliffe was being treated very unfairly by the lamestream media. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hillary Clinton raked in more cash from convicted rapist Harvey Weinstein than any other politician, despite brushing off his donations by claiming he gave money to every Democrat. The Federal Election Commission filings showed the disgraced movie mogul bundled $1.4 million for Clinton during her presidential bid in 2016. The former First Lady defended her long relationship with Weinstein, quickly deflecting scrutiny from reporters by noting that Weinstein also raised funds for Barack Obama, John Kerry, and Al Gore during their presidential bids. About 4 in 10 American adults are obese, and nearly 1 in 10 is severely obese, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Their findings come from a 2017-2018 health survey that measures height and weight, with more than 5,000 adults taking part. The survey found that the obesity rate was over 42%, higher than the one found in the similar study in 2015-2016, and the severe obesity rate was up more than 9% in the new survey. About a half century ago, 1 in 100 American adults were severely obese. Now it's 10 times more common. Dr. William Dietz, a George Washington University expert, said the findings suggest that more Americans will now get diabetes, heart disease, and cancer due to the obesity. And this will make it increasingly difficult for doctors to treat so many severely obese people. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.